quarterback from North Carolina.
Leonardson wants his raw photos.
It's midday Wednesday in the Argonauts War Room inside the football offices on campus. Head coach Pete Shinnick and his staff are staring intently at laptop screens, determining which high school prospects are going where and who's coming to West Florida.
I'm thinking, you know, he would get eligible. Because he was academics, right?
The coaches are working to replace 30 players from last year's squad who are graduating. The 15 committing to UWF could help.
This is a good group to add to the group that we already brought in at semester. I think we got a couple other guys as this thing goes along that will probably add to it, but like where we're at and like the commitment of the young men who are joining us right now.
The Argos posted a 6-5 mark in 2018 and missed the Division II playoffs. One sore spot was at quarterback. Three others were forced into action after starter Mike Beaudry and backup Sam Vaughn went down with injuries. Heading into spring practice, Shinnick appears to be pleased with the current stockpile of arms.
Young man by the name of Evan Johnson, who we redshirted last year because he transferred in. He was a walk-on from Missouri. Nick Bell's coming back. We had Peyton Calhoun and Gray Jackson, who are on the roster. We got J.C. Robles, transfer from Colorado State. And then Corey Wilshire from North Marion, leading them to a state championship opportunity.
One of the big fish landed by the Argos is a local player, Cooper Harris from Gulf Breeze High School. Shinnick says Harris was signed as an athlete rather than for a specific position.
We liked his versatility. We liked the things that he did. He had a really good camp here as a wide receiver, but then I liked what he did as a quarterback. Reality is, if Cooper was on our roster last year, he'd play quarterback for us with the way our season ended.
Overall, Shinnick appears comfortable with the signings on both sides of the ball.
Signing two running backs, signing a couple athletes. We got a wide receiver, got three DBs, two junior college D linemen to add with the linemen. I mean, when you kind of piece together what we did starting in January when we announced that group to what we have right now, very good combination here.
In college football, recruiting is said to be one of the sport's three seasons, along with spring practice and the fall playing season. Once a prospect indicates a desire to come to UWF, or any other college for that matter, the procedural wheels begin to turn.
National letter of intent is a pretty simple process. Our compliance office has to check all the boxes, send it into the Gulf South Conference, but we got a pretty good idea what that looks like. And then most of these young men have been admitted. If they're not, then we got to get the final touches of being admitted, and then really it's waiting for them to enroll.
Next up for the West Florida Argonauts, spring practice is scheduled to begin March 21st with a blue-green game on April 18th, then a summer of working out in academics, August training camp, and the kickoff to the 2019 season. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.